Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's start by talking about what is the greatest reality show on television, the Depp Amber Heard trial. Oh. And she's going to be testifying, isn't she?
Later in the week, Amber Heard is expected to go on trial, go on the stand. And that's when I think we'll get another round of absolute nuttiness on the stand. We'll see what we learned yesterday. We're now in the fourth week of this defamation trial, in which Johnny Depp is accusing her of defaming him when she wrote an op-ed piece about domestic violence, and he says that it damaged his career. What he is saying is that it cost him a $23 million deal to star in the sixth Pirates of the Caribbean movie. He did get other movie roles, but roles that paid him much less. And they are arguing that he is now damaged merchandise as a result of that. Amber Heard's lawyers are saying if he is damaged merchandise now, it's because of his own misbehavior with drugs and alcohol. And she hasn't even gotten on the stand yet. This is just what is being implied before she even gets on there. So it should get pretty wild next week. So we'll see what happens then. There's another trial that was concluded yesterday, thankfully, so we can finish this up. And that was the defamation trial that the Kardashians were being sued by singer Blac Chyna, who says that they interfered with her contract with the E! Network. Kardashians denied the whole thing, and a judge threw the case out yesterday. So that is all done. There probably will be an appeal, but experts are saying that they think it's unlikely that that's going to go any further.
That Johnny Depp trial, if he's damaged merchandise, I think it's because of the trial.
Yeah, not flattering.
No,
not flattering for anybody involved in this whole thing. Really, it's how does he come back from that? How does he, come back? I mean, he is Captain Jack Sparrow, who is nutty. So I guess
not as nutty as the real Johnny Depp. Apparently,
I guess it would fit the role, but it's just the whole thing is so weird.
Yeah. Let's talk about Paramount Plus. That may be relatively new, but what they're going to put on, kind of old, huh?
Yeah, very definitely. A lot of our grown-up adult listeners remember Yo! MTV Rap from the 1980s. It was kind of a landmark series on MTV. Some of you may even remember when MTV played music videos and played music. there's the real twist, because they really pretty much don't anymore. But this was a groundbreaking role with some of, exposing for the first time many of, the hip hop and rap artists of the 1980s, which are considered old school now. I was at a wedding over the weekend, and the music that was bringing the adults out onto the dance floor, Run DMC, and some of the old school rap music, which is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
But that's this Paramount Plus is going to be doing a new version of that for today's youths. And they also just announced about a half an hour ago that they're going to be bringing back the Jackass series that went off of TV when it became a movie franchise. I think there have been five or six of these motion pictures now that are, I guess, not surprisingly, very successful. People can't wait to go and see these things. So they're going to bring it back as a weekly series again, this time on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, I'd like to see that Carson Daly series again that they ran on MTV. What was the name of that show? The Total Request Live Show.
Oh, yeah.
And, he interviewed people and played the hits of the day.
Yep.
And I got hooked on on that show at the time. I really liked the first records from the Backstreet Boys and also Britney Spears. I'd like to see that again, that show.
I think it would be fun and really nostalgic and tap into an audience. I mean, the people that grew up on Backstreet Boys, all the boy bands, the Britney Spears, the Christina Aguileras, they're 40, 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a very desired demographic for advertisers now, so it actually would make a lot of sense. This new Yo MTV Raps, same thing. It's the same age group, but MTV famously didn't really play a lot of black artists. Back in those days, it was a big deal to get Michael Jackson on the original MTV. So they created this Yo MTV Raps specifically for hip hop artists. There's a whole untapped group. Bob, there's hope for us to be radio DJs again.
Well, let's not get carried away. And Paramount owns all that because MTV, Paramount, same company.
Have all that. All in the family.
Dean, I saw some video of the Met Gala last night.
Sorry.
Always glamorous. You're sorry? Well,
glamorous.
Interesting. It's eclectic.
You know what? It reminds me of when on Halloween, when the kids are walking up and down the street in like their the craziest makeup, the craziest costumes, things that sometimes make sense and sometimes don't. That's what it reminds me of. It's endlessly entertaining to watch, but it's just the whole thing is funny. Here's the perfect example of this. It's a night where Pete Davidson is the most normal-looking guy on the red carpet, which is never happens. He showed up just wearing a regular suit. He looked very handsome in it, actually. Kim Kardashian, his girlfriend, on the other hand, has her hair dyed platinum, and that was to match the gown that she was wearing, which was the gown that Marilyn Monroe wore when she sang Happy Birthday to President Kennedy 60 years ago. It's the actual
birthday
gown.
Mr. President.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Same thing. I mean, it's a shame she couldn't get a new dress. She had to get an old one. But still, it's maybe one of the most iconic dresses of all time. Actress Tessa Thompson wore these little tutu dresses. I don't even know what the material is called. But like what the little ballerinas wear in it. They're tutus. It looks like she was wearing about 30 of them at the same time. Sarah Jessica Parker had a hat that was approximately the same height as Sarah Jessica Parker was. Jared Leto showed up with a fashion designer friend, and the fashion designer was dressed exactly the same as Jared Leto. They looked like twins on the red carpet. Gwen Stefani had this amazing gown on, beautiful gown, that was just the brightest yellow that you have ever seen. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds shows up, full, perfect, beautiful tuxedo. His wife, Blake Lively, in a trip, what she said was a tribute to the Statue of Liberty. So you get a little bit of an idea of what her gown was like. Very, very, very entertaining is all I can tell you. But really, you really have to watch some of the video to fully appreciate it. And I just felt like, standing on the red carpet with a bucket of candy, because it looked like they were all going trick-or-treating to me. That's my review of the Met Gala fashion.
And that's your audition for the E! Channel to be the right fashion reporter on the next award show red carpet program.
Right, the mean fashion reporter.
The real story, how did Kim Kardashian get that Marilyn Monroe dress, and what did she pay for it?
That would be very interesting. One. I'm guessing that she probably was borrowing it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that is a piece of fabric which is not for sale, but I will say she looked fantastic in it. I mean, she her curves fit the curves of that dress perfectly. They looked like a very handsome couple last night.
Pete Davidson in a suit.
Yeah, I'm a little scared. They're both starting to look normal.
What's the story on the new Benedict Cumberbatch movie?
Benedict Cumberbatch's brand new movie. I saw it last night. Got an early peek at Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. It's the new newest Marvel movie that is going to be coming out. We're going to be getting a whole load between now and Memorial Day of blockbuster movies that are going to be hitting the theaters. This is one of them. If you're a Marvel movie fan, if MCU fan, I think you're really going to enjoy it. I'll tell you much more about the movie at the end of the week. But the London premiere took place where Benedict Cumberbatch talked about creating this character and kind of getting back in the swing of things after the pandemic.
The fun of Strange is that he's complex, he's witty, he's dry, he's very human and damaged, and a reflection, like I think the best of superheroes are parts of all of us. So despite the epic nature of what he's a gateway to in the multiverse and other characters and storylines, which is why I really think this deserves a big marquee and a big cinema experience, he's also human. He's relatable, I hope. And this is the next sort of evolution of him as a character. So I'm excited to see what fans think.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what fans are going to think, because some say they like the classic Marvel characters, the Hulk, Iron Man, you know, a lot of the characters that we're probably not going to see in movies anymore because they're, you know, trying to further the franchise. But it opens Friday. I liked it. I'm going to give it a good review, but I'll tell you more details toward the end of the week.
And quickly, what's this about staying in the real Moulin Rouge for a buck?
Yeah, we've got the Moulin Rouge the musical over at the Nederlander Theater right now, but you can actually rent the real Moulin Rouge in Paris, you know, this iconic nightclub, for $1 per night. It's being offered as a Airbnb, where you actually stay where the famous windmill is, and you go behind the velvet curtains. The listing says a three-course meal, tickets to the Moulin Rouge show, all for $1. They're doing three one-night stays beginning on May the 17th, if you're interested in that. You do have to go to Paris. You have to find your way to Paris, but you go to Airbnb.com. You can get more info on that.
WGN Christmas party, a good place.
Oh, I think about it. Wouldn't mind that.
Talk to you tomorrow. Yeah.